asked Senator Al Simpson, who was that Massachusetts senator standing over there in the corner of the room when we announced the plan for an acid rain compromise? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, for many months now, I've been negotiating with Democratic Senator George Mitchell. The goal? To craft a cost-effective, common-sense, and rational approach to acid rain. I brought it up here before on Face-Off, but you've always poo-pooed the proposal. You cling to some goal of purity or perfection that will never become law. But when we announced the essence of a compromise, along with 12 of our colleagues, why, there you were, raring to go. We're looking at a bill that will put the heaviest burden right on the polluter to pay for the cleanup costs. Those states that have already enacted some tough clean air statutes won't be burdened by the new law. We'll soon come to an agreement on some other provisions. So, Ted, is this a compromise you really support, or did you just wander into the wrong room when you saw all the cameras and the action in there?
Al, you were the shrinking violet at that television press conference. I was there because I support the acid rain compromise. But you were the laughing stock. You came, you saw, you ducked. You hemmed, you hawed, you looked all 6'7" down at your toes, but you just couldn't support the compromise. It's a good compromise, Al. Better than good. We may finally be able to end the friction between the states, whose industries belch the smoke that produces acid rain, and all the other states which suffer from that pollution. The impasse has to end, Al. These years of deafening silence on acid rain may be the worst environmental blunder of our time. For a moment, Al, when I saw you at that press conference, I thought you'd seen the light. But all you saw was a chance to have it both ways. It's sad. Good old Al Simpson just doesn't know enough to come in out of the acid rain. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.